This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Six people were killed, including two police officers, at a remote property in Australia's Queensland state, according to authorities on Tuesday, after police visited the place to investigate reports of a missing person. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese spoke to reporters on Tuesday.
Today is a rough day indeed for all police officers and their families. Every officer knows the risk that they face in the line of duty. They are all too aware of the dangers that they face. Yet they do their job. They do it for our community. That is courage, and it is public service at the highest level.
Initial information has indicated that the officers were shot by two armed offenders on Monday evening when they approached the residence on the property in Weambila, which is located about 300 kilometers northwest of the Queensland capital of Brisbane. Supporters of Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro on Monday attempted to invade the federal police headquarters in Brasilia, the nation's capital, protesting the arrest of an indigenous leader in the first major flash of post-election violence. It came on the same day that the federal court, electoral court, certified the October 30th election victory of Bolsonaro's leftist rival, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, as president. Many of Bolsonaro's supporters have refused to accept the president's defeat, camping outside military bases across the country, urging the armed forces to overturn the result. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website or download our mobile app. This is VOA News. Riot police, still holding ranks on Monday, were there to prevent protesters from reaching the Peruvian Congress. Demonstrators are demanding that the representatives resign after a constitutional crisis that ended in the presidential transition when former President Pedro Castillo called to dissolve the conference, which in turn ousted him. At least seven have died in the clashes so far. The leaders of the Group of Seven Nations have reaffirmed their unwavering support and solidarity with Ukraine on Monday, pledging to meet Ukraine's urgent requirements for military and defense equipment against Russia's aggression. Meanwhile, Russian forces blasted eastern and southern Ukraine on Monday with missiles, drones, and artillery. At least eight civilians have been wounded in those attacks. A bomb and gun attack targeting a hotel in Afghanistan's capital of Kabul on Monday killed at least three assailants and wounded 21 other people, including two foreigners. The multi-story hotel in Shahr-i-Nar downtown commercial area of the Afghan capital is home to, among others, several Chinese nationals. Islamic State said that the assailants were members of its regional affiliate, known as the Islamic State Khorasan Province, or ISIS-K, saying that the targets were Chinese communists and Taliban elements. The U.S. Department of State is strongly criticizing Iran for executing a second prisoner, a man that was convicted over crimes committed during protests challenging the country's theocracy. Ned Price, State Department spokesperson, condemned Tehran's use of violence against innocent civilians.
These harsh sentences, and now the first public execution at least, are meant to intimidate Iran's people. They're meant to suppress dissent. And they simply just underscore how much Iran's leadership actually fears its own people.
Iran also said on Monday that it was sanctioning the heads of Britain's domestic spy agency and military, along with British and German political figures, hitting back at Europe before it imposes new sanctions on its own. National security trial of a Hong Kong pro-democracy publisher has been further postponed to September. The city is awaiting Beijing's ruling that could effectively block Jimmy Lai from hiring a British lawyer. Lai was arrested in August of 2020 during a crackdown of the city's pro-democracy movement. He's fighting the charges of endangering national security. Follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, videos, stories, and more. From Washington,